ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night, 6-2-2022. And the Luciferian scum are busier than 10 bees, let me tell you. They are busy, busy, busy. And what they want to do is what? They want to depopulate planet Earth. Planet Earth, no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. Which means you got to do what they say. And they have everything, and you are a slave unto them because they worship Lucifer, the Lightbringer. Klaus Schwab, all these people, Turner, Texas, Orsini, all the different ones. Rothschild, Rockefeller, Soros, all these different people. Bezos, Bill Gates of hell, all right? All these people think they're going to take over your life. Well, let me tell you something. They got another thing coming because I will tell you what. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, our Father in heaven and our Savior, Lord Jesus, will you come against those at the top slots who are using Lucifer's plan as given by him and the other fallen angels, to those in the high levels of the banking and the economic forces who control governments, who own the debt of the United States, who own the debt of England, who own the debt of France, Germany, China, Russia, although Russia paid off most of their debt. They paid off their Paris Club debt a number of years ago, which was shorter term high interest, and they went to a longer term on whatever they've got, low interest. But be that as it may, Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, come against those in the high level places that are giving orders to top slots in the U.S. military and all of the militaries of the world, to the top slots in the intelligence agencies who do not have your best interest at heart. They worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. They want to depopulate planet Earth. And all of those in the executive branch, and all those in the legislative branch, and the judicial branch. There's no justice in this country anymore. None whatsoever. Hillary Clinton's lawyer gets off because they got a loaded jury with all the people on it. That's like in Prohibition, you're going to try to accuse somebody of making alcohol or selling alcohol, and all the people in the jury box are moonshiners, all right, or bootleggers, all right? They ain't going to convict anybody. It's all a lie. Don't cooperate with any of these federal agencies. You lie to the FBI, they're going to send you up to Leavenworth or up to Dannemora, wherever. But oh no! A big-time D.C. attorney can lie to him, and there's no problem. Sussman, no problem. And then William P. Barr now comes out and says, oh, Durham did pretty good job. I'm going to go right back here, and I'm going to return to the prayer in a second, but I'm going to take it aside because this whole thing is starting to stink to high heaven, and the Lord knows it. Jesus knows it. And here's out of the book, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. If you've never gotten a hold of that book, you could probably find a used one by Terry Reed and John Cummings. The bigger story behind Wattwider, Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. If you've never read this book, then you don't know the modern history. And for young people out here, this is going back, you know, into the 80s and that kind of stuff. But let me tell you something. This will catch you up to speed, and it will open your eyes. There are other books to read, but I'll just tell you this. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, the CIA. And there's a chapter 17, The New Covenant. And there was a meeting at Camp Robinson, an army facility outside of Little Rock, to get some problems ironed out in Operation Centaur Rose. Okay, run by Black Rose, which was Poppy Bush. And then this meeting, you see, was after there was trouble. after there was trouble, you see, involving the Clintons and all of that and the Whitewater and all that started to come out. And this meeting was called at Camp Robinson, an Army facility outside Little Rock, to get some problems ironed out. In addition to the governor, which was Clinton and his aides, the guest list included Max Gomez, a.k.a. Felix Rodriguez of the CIA, John Cathay, a.k.a. Oliver North, resident CIA agent, Akahiti Sawahata, he was the one in the resident agent in Arkansas, agency subcontractor Terry Reed, and the man in charge, the one who would call the shots, he called himself Robert Johnson. Johnson had been sent from Washington to chair this very operational meeting that would hopefully extricate the CIA from its entanglement in what was becoming a messy situation in Arkansas. A lot of loose ends were yet to be tied up. It was a rendezvous that would change the complexion of the secret American policy in Central America and would outline the impending Operation Screwworm in Mexico. Well, guess who this Robert Johnson was? Guess who Robert Johnson was? William P. Barr, just like I told you. Just like I told you when Trump put him in, he should have never done it. He's the CIA, and he was all designed to cover up for the Clintons and the CIA and the Bushes and all of that in Arkansas. And then now he's the one who appointed Durham, tough Bull Durham. He's Bull Durham. Bull Durham is bullshit. He's doing the job of muddling it up and messing it up and doing that. And, oh, maybe he'll convict somebody. Maybe he'll convict this Russian guy, Davchenko, you know. But that trial doesn't start till the fall. Well, that'll have to be after the elections, you see. Couldn't have that on before the elections. And, of course, maybe he'll convict somebody low level again after Davchenko that maybe they will say, well, there was a plot to get Trump. Well, we knew that years ago. It's a slow walk. It's a typical slow walk. DOJ, slow walk. FBI, slow walk. Because the FBI, the CIA, and Hillary Clinton, and Bill Clinton, all these people, Sussman, allegedly, although they couldn't convict him, and he did lie. According to the testimony I saw, it's an opinion on that, but you see, this is D.C. These are people there who are so evil, so corrupt, alright? And then so involved in all the stuff at the highest level with Lucifer the Lightbringer, you see. And they want to subjugate you. They want to depopulate this planet. And the only thing that they've got to go for that's their problem is that too many Americans exercise their Second Amendment rights and are ready to defend the First Amendment, the Second, the Third, the Fourth, the Fifth, and the Constitution against tyranny and against evil. But let's say, Lord Jesus and our Father in Heaven, come against these top slaughters, these evil people who wish to depopulate this planet, who wish to come against good Americans who are Christians or Jewish or of any religious stripe. But come against those who are good people, who are good and who want to do right and who are exercising their Bill of Rights, their Constitution. And they're going to come against us. They're going to take away our food, take away the gasoline, take away the diesel, so you can't produce food. They want to send you and put you on a bicycle. They want to make you ride your horse, or better yet, they would like to see you walk, and then when they come around, that you get on your knees and kowtow to them as they drive by or they fly in the air. You can do the kowtow. Lean over and then touch your prostrate head to the ground and your hands, you see, because they think they're the ones that run this world. But I'm going to tell you what, our Father in Heaven has given Lucifer and has given these people the freedom of choice to cook their own goose. Because you see, if people would simply acknowledge our Lord Jesus as their personal Savior and repent of their sins and ask Jesus to come into their heart, then this thing would flip on a dime and we would have a wonderful paradise again on this planet. But that is not going to go down that way now, is it? Not going to go down that way now, is it? Oh, boy. Now, here's out of Revelations. That's the revelations of Lord Jesus has told to John of Patmos, okay? And to the angel in Philadelphia, of the Church of Philadelphia, right? These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. And behold, I will make them come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly, and hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall no more shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the new Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name, and that hath an ear, and he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let me tell you what. And to the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and that are neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. You got to be either cold or hot, ladies and gentlemen. You got to choose the side. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm on the side of the true commander-in-chief. I'm on the side of the Lord Jesus. Because I'm going to tell you what, every knee will bow eventually on this. Every knee will bow, you see. And oh, man, oh, man. It is just going to be so wild. So wild and crazy and nuts as we go down this line. Now, let me just say this. The fact that we need to come against this evil that's getting ready to come against you, the evil that wants to come and take your guns, and I don't know what's being said here very quickly or if it's being said right now or not, but I'm going to tell you what. Brother Quayle put up a warning, and he put up a good thing to do, to fast and pray from June 1 on, and you should still continue to do that. And I will also say this. They are just getting ready to take it away. And how much longer can you stand? You got $8 a gallon gasoline in New York City. But let me just read this right here. This is from the Declaration of Independence. I bought this at Thomas Jefferson's house in Monticello. One time when I happened to be going by there and I stopped. Magnificent place to visit, by the way. And I'll just read it like I normally do. Go on down. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The consent of the governed. Not at the whim of the tyrant, but they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government, this is the Declaration of Independence, this is the first law of the land, this is the document that founded our nation, this is the document that caused the Revolutionary War, this is the document that made sure that we were going to be free, that made sure that there would be an America and not an England, okay? And on the day of the Jubilee, I think it only fitting to talk about the Declaration of Independence. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while ill evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Now that is a strong message. That is America. That's what founded America. Now let's just go over here to the Constitution, which I also bought there at Thomas Jefferson's house in Monticello. And let's go back here to the Bill of Rights, you see. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Well, did they prohibit the free exercise thereof by locking down all the churches from the disease that Fauci funded along with the Red Chinese? They created it. And they're creating others. And they're releasing others. From prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But you see, there's been petitioning and there's been things and there's been elections that allegedly have been stolen. What is it, 2,000 mules or 2 million mules or whatever? All of the vote harvesting, all of the 95 votes for Biden, one for Trump, 95 for Biden, one for Trump, all of the evil crap, all of the stuff done by Hillary Clinton, all of the stuff done in the background, not only by the Democrats, but also by key Republicans who are tied in with the top slots of the banking, the corporations, and all that. Who did not like a populist government or a constitutional government or a Bill of Rights or anything. You see, there really has not been a constitutional government in the United States since 1933, December 24th, 1933, which under revised rules because of no quorums and all of that, in other words, tricked out rules, there was something called the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. And incidentally, if you go and you get, you go get the law dictionaries, you read all that stuff, you basically, the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, in a sense, for the first time, made U.S. citizens enemies of the state. But the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, was passed and signed into law on Christmas Eve, 1933. You got to have the 33rd degree, right? I'm a Sonic 33rd degree, whose motto is Ordo Ab Chao. Order out of chaos. So you got to create the chaos in order to come with the order. Well, since then, we have lived under an executive dictatorship. Only the President of the United States can rescind the state of emergency that was declared back then, primarily because of the bankruptcy of the corporate United States of America, the corporation. Little Joey will go to Delaware, where that corporation was basically, got the charter in there on it. So anyway, I'm not talking about little you, big S, United States. States are countries. No, I'm talking about United States of America, like, a corporate name, all caps. So, we have not lived under the Constitution since then. They call it the Emergency Powers Act or the War Powers Act. Okay? And in that is an executive dictatorship. They didn't even really, Congress abdicated its rights at that point. All right? Large portion of them. But these rights, their power ebbs and flows, depending upon you out there and how much you know. And at different times, we've known more, and at other times, we haven't known Jack Doodley Squat. All right? Because they never even told most of the courts or the justices, only the high-level ones. And they waited till about 37 to hip them in to what was going on, that basically the Constitution didn't apply anymore. It'd been rescinded. And they put the gold fringe on the flag, and they operate under what? They operate under British maritime law of prizes and ships of the sea. And the judge up there is the captain sitting up on the dais up there. That's the captain's bridge. And then when you go up there, you got a gate, usually in most courtrooms, there's a gate. You got to open the gate, like on a ship almost. It's like got the ship's gate. You got to go up there to go stand before the captain or the judge, you see. All of that is true. But here is what was put in to the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Call up Senator Cornyn. Call up Senator Lindsey Graham. Call up Mushmouth McConnell. Tell them to leave the Second Amendment alone. And then tell them they need to investigate the MK Ultra program that creates mind control assassins and operatives who will do the shooting, that can be tuned up with specialized treatment. They can be groomed. They can be contacted and talked to in 4chan and this instant messaging system and that instant messaging system. They can be met out in the public somewhere and can be hypnotized or, pop goes the weasel, and then tuned up. They could then have helpers that fly in, let's say, from Fort Hood on a plane, an Army plane from Fort Hood to Uvalde prior to all of this. Did they bring an extra shooter or two, or were they just command and control to put the narrow beam, put the scalar narrow beam to put the telepathic little beam into the sky down there and say, you got the green light? Because I'm going to tell you, right after they show up in that plane, he goes on his little rampage, and oh yes, isn't it wonderful, all the coincidences. Somebody leaves the door propped open at precisely the correct time to just allow him to waltz right on in. Now we're starting to know about this, but now they're starting to fiddle the can, just like the FBI fiddled the can in Las Vegas, just like they did it in Sandy Hook, because there was a second shooter there, if you remember. There was a handler there, just like when the Tulsi Gabbard got shot in Arizona. The kid, the goofball kid who did the shooting, they said he'd been seen with a guy who was about 45 years old, and then that guy went into the Walgreens or the CVS around the corner, and then they didn't see him no more. Or now we have something yesterday where we have this guy, this guy in Tulsa, all right? And incidentally, we've had another shooting at the funeral of a guy that was shot by the Racine Police Department. Remember, during the traffic stop, was shot, and then at his funeral today, apparently there were a mass shooting, and they transferred some people to the hospital. I don't know how many. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Now we've got another one. Somebody just sent me another one. California team arresting for recruiting others for mass shooting and bombing at a high school. What I was going to tell you is, you're probably going to see two or three or four of these a week, ginned up by whoever is controlling the mind control program, whoever in the intelligence agencies, the CIA, the no such, whoever's in the FBI or the ATF, allegedly, who controls this kind of crap, who tunes up these people, who utilizes shrinks and the school nurse and different ones to give them tips as to who to approach. And oh, then they can, you know, use the narrow beam, which you don't even know about, and the congressmen don't know about it, and most of the senators don't know about it, but you tell them to investigate the MK Ultra program to utilize these assassins, these killers, all of these people to try to bring Congress to the floor, to try to take away your Second Amendment right to own firearms, and that is all there is to it. And why do they need to do that? Why do they need to do it? Because the Luciferians, those who worship Lucifer the Lightbringer, do not want you to use your firearm to stop them. They want to grind you. They want to kill you. They want to now probably give you even a nastier monkeypox or smallpox. And there is a pox, allegedly, that was created by, allegedly, I'll just say, allegedly, a big pharma company in Australia that created an Ebola pox that had a 90% or better kill ratio. That can be released. They could release that and say it's the monkey pox that transferred because it bit a bat, and then it bit the reptile who bit the young kid who then bit the, you know, all the stupid crap. But basically, you got germ warfare scientists, allegedly like Fauci, who funded all this crap at Wuhan. And you got all of them, and they're, what they're going to do is release this stuff because the Luciferians, the World Economic Forum, did you hear the guy who's the CEO of Pfizer on the videotape? Did you hear him where he said back in 2019, about five or six of us had a meeting in California, and we decided, he said, we decided that the population of planet Earth should be reduced by 50% by the year 2023. That's next year. And then he said at that same deal last week, he says, look it up, he says, and let me tell you now that we're well on the way to achieving that. And then there's a standing ovation at the World Economic Forum. Standing ovation in Davos. Well, I'm going to tell you what. These people are evil Luciferian scumbags. These people want to dominate the planet and destroy the population of planet Earth so they can install Lucifer as a fake or counterfeit of the Lord Jesus Messiah role and put him to run the planet, and they'll be his right-hand men and left-hand men and all that kind of stuff. Well, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if I am with Jesus and he's with you, then ask him, Lord Jesus, where do you want me to be? Where do you want me to stand in the gap, Lord Jesus? Because here's the deal. Solzhenitsyn wrote about it in Russia back when? Revolutionary Russia, Soviet Union, and how he burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, for example, in Leningrad, which is St. Petersburg, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose. And boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs, that's a secret place, would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt. If we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened after. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Here's what Harry Truman had to say. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has but one way to go. And that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Then I talked to you about the new executive order signed by Obama that effectively created a structure of military governors for martial law back in 2010 in January. We have 10 FEMA regions, you see. Each one has a capital. Kansas City is one of those capitals. Denton, Texas is another capital. There's other places. But you see, they're going to only have 10 governors for the whole country. And then how do we know what they're going to do? Well, they're going to do bank holidays. You know, we just had Jamie Dimon tell you there's a hurricane out there in the financial and markets and the economies and all the stuff, the banking and the stock markets and all of it, a hurricane coming. Well, what are they going to do? They'll declare a bank holiday. Now, do you remember when I talked to you years ago about the bank holiday and Brother Quayle had information and I wrote it up, bank holiday, possible from August 26th through October 20, 2009 will be no picnic, but an Illuminati feast of flesh and marrow. Well, we got that one to be stuck. And I wrote August 18th, 2009, you see. In the age of quadrillions and derivatives, so-called insurance policies, but better likened to a Las Vegas poker game, the American dream is built of nothing, much it seems, but a house of cards, an endless debt, buttressed by phony economic statistics, cooked books, and continued loss of jobs, homes, businesses, net worth, and liberty. Plunge protection team, pump jobs on the stocks, dollar collapse fears, manipulated hold downs on the precious metal futures, TARP, TALP, Fed, extraordinary thievery of a close to up to $24.7 trillion without transparency going to foreign banks owned by Illuminati, Luciferian globalists who are the receivers of the bankruptcy of 1933 of the corporate entity United States of America, and probably the current one of 2008, which has not been officially declared. I could go on here. Now, what are they going to do? President Bush, W, evoked over 500 executive orders and presidential decision directives and findings and put them in effect after 9/11, and then also shortly before November 2008, Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document: domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. Domestic and counterinsurgency are those military, paramilitary, political, economical, psychological, and civic actions taken by a government to defeat civic domestic insurgency. In other words, you don't agree with what they have to say. You want to be constitutionalists. You want to be the Bill of Rights people. You want to be free and have liberty, and they want to lock you down, maybe with the new monkeypox or a martial law to take your guns, you see. Well, then what are they going to do? It's an offensive approach involving all elements of national power. It can take place across the range of operations and spectrum of conflict. It includes strategic and operational planning, intelligence development and analysis, training, material, technical advice, infrastructure development, tactical level operations, and many elements of PSYOP, psychological operations. Generally, the preferred methods of support are through assistance to local loyalists, and the segregation and relocation of identified dissidents and disloyal elements to areas where they can be retrained and re-educated. In other words, concentration camps. Leaders must consider the roles of military, intelligence, diplomatic, law enforcement, information, finance, and economic elements. It's their little acronym, MIDLIFE, in a domestic insurgency. Counterinsurgency responsibilities. Regional combatant commanders. This is your NORTHCOM. You're the ones they're going to go after. Are responsible for conducting, planning, preparing, executing, and assessing military operations in their areas of responsibility in support of counterinsurgency. They're going to come for you. They're going to come, and what was it they say they're going to do? They're going to segregation and relocation of identified dissidents. Well, if you are a dissident, if you support the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, you're a dissident if you think that quite probably elements of your government are trying to take away those rights and then lock you down in an entirety into an absolute despotism and blend all of that into the World Economic Forum of Klaus Schwab and these international bankers under Lucifer the Nightbringer. Well, I say there's power in the blood of Jesus. I could go on and on and on about this stuff. They go in. The cadre is the political activists and local political leaders of the insurgency. They are referred to as militants since they are actively engaged in struggling to accomplish insurgent goals. The insurgent movement provides guidance and procedures to the cadres, and the cadres use these to assess the grievances in local areas and carry out activities that satisfy those grievances. They then attribute the solutions they have provided to the insurgent movement itself. Deeds are the key to making insurgent slogans meaningful in population. But see, that's who they want to go after. They want to go after you. In the ideology, an insurgency sets forth a political alternative to the existing state. Both theoretically and actually, it offers a vision of a counter-state. The most powerful ideologies tap latent emotive concerns of the populace, such as the desire for justice. Oh! The creation of an idealized religious state. Oh! Or liberation from foreign occupation. Oh! So if you don't want any of that, you don't want to be occupied, you want to be liberated from foreign occupation, you want to have an idealized religious state. In other words, the government is to make no law hereditary prohibiting the religion or free exercise thereof. Or the desire for justice. If you desire justice, then you're wrong. So if you actually like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then according to this Army document, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008, well then you are the insurgent. You are the one that they're going to come for. Well, let me tell you what. I read to you already the Declaration of Independence. I'm going to read that last part one more time. Declaration of Independence. I bought it in the place where most of it was written by the guy whose house I bought it in, Thomas Jefferson. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And let me tell you something, it ain't going to be Klaus Schwab. It ain't going to be his little henchman who wants to hack your brain, okay? It ain't going to be the head of Pfizer who's wanting to destroy the population, says they're already on the way. And you know what they announced today? Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are going to be okayed for five-year-old kids. Why? They want to get the spike jab in you. They want to get the graphene oxide, the nanotubes to make the stuff so they can control you or to turn on certain bad stuff in your organs, your brain, your liver, your kidneys, your heart, your lungs, your nervous system, wherever it might be, so they can turn that on with the 5G or whatever method they're going to have to use. 5G, 6G, 7G, whatever it is. They're going to broadcast it to the carbon nanotube receivers and constructs in your body that were in there by these vaccines. And then you're going to have sort of like what? The zombie apocalypse where they all, everybody just croaks or dies or goes weird. Or they turn on the stuff with the little tiny nano razor blades and chew up your blood vessels, your capillaries, and you start to have huge blood clots, and all of this stuff. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian night without a bite. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you do not have or believe that you need a firearm, you need one. And while they're getting ready to take them away, then by all means, make every step necessary to acquire, at the very least, a 12-gauge pump shotgun, which also always works. Always works. The pump works. You put a little oil on the slide, a little grease on the slide, and rack it a few times, and that thing will work. If you already have rifles and pistols and you want an extended magazine, go out and buy 100 of them. Because, you see, you're going to need them. You're going to need thousands of round of ammo, or as much as you can get. If you can only get one item, just one thing, you can only get one thing. It would either be a 22 rifle, 22 caliber, not a 223 AR-15, but just a 22 long rifle. And, or a 12-gauge shotgun, pump shotgun. And then get you a large number of number 4 buckshot, double-aught buckshot, number 2, number 4 rounds of regular rounds, flechettes. I'll tell you what, them flechettes will go through some bushes and trees, too. But you better get what you can get, and slugs. Get you some copper slugs, because that's another thing. When you see what's going to come onto this planet, you may need something with copper in it to stop Los Gigantes, Fallen Angels, Los Gigantes, Genesis 6 Giants, or outer space pond scum that might be similar to them. So, last year, firearms, you know, they talk about all this bad stuff. But the CDC apparently last year even said that 2.5 million people in America used firearms to prevent an attack on them or their family or their home, or to defend against an attack. 2.5 million Americans, according to the CDC, that have prevented deaths and killings and home invasions and carjacks and all kind of stuff. We saw one in the last few days where the crazy man comes with his 223 to the party to shoot some people. I believe, was it in the Carolinas? I don't know. Anyway, or maybe it was somewhere. It might have been South Carolina. And he comes to the party to kill people, and a woman drew her legally concealed carry pistol and pop, pop, and shot the guy dead. Prevented any other trouble. Why can't we keep the doors on our schools locked? Why can't we have like a little post where you go through, where you got a guy in the bulletproof glass who can look around and see and let you in, where you go through like a more secure area, where at least several of the teachers, not all, but several of them, and maybe the principal or the vice principal, can carry a firearm, that in case somebody goes in there, they can take down the shooter. But better yet, let's investigate the good guys. Let's investigate this MK Ultra program that keeps turning on these shooters. Some of them, you say, well, there's no record of him being at the doctor. Did he go 6 years ago? Did he go 3 months ago? Did he go in another city like San Antonio, you see, when he was cutting himself and doing all that stuff? I'm talking about the alleged Uvalde shooter, you see. Here's the Uvalde shooter. And then all the lies that have come out of that, now the tap dancing and doubling down, you know that somebody at the highest levels of the U.S. intelligence or law enforcement community is involved in this MK Ultra crap. We know this area, Dundo, is a big supporter of Beto O'Rourke. There's a lot of people that need to fry on this deal and go to prison, all right? But they ain't going to do it because, you see, then that has to admit that somebody up topside ordered the MK Ultra, acquired this kid, and put the stuff and juice in his head, and allegedly, on the thing of 4chan, where allegedly this other, the Buffalo Shooter, allegedly was in the same 4chan little chat room, and they were both talking to this guy, quote-unquote, allegedly called Armand, A-R-M-A-N-D. Is that? I don't know. I don't know. Allegedly, I don't know. Is that allegedly the retired, quote-unquote, retired FBI officer? Is his name, secret little avatar name, Armand? William P. Barr said, Robert Johnson said, oh, Durham did pretty good. You know, it's a shame, but, you know, that's the way it is. Still covering up for the CIA. Still covering up for them. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. You think you might need some more food? You got diesel, you know, 5 and a 50, you know, in the middle of the wheat zone, $5.50 a gallon. You think that the farmers harvesting wheat or planting corn or beans or whatever, you think they're having a real good time with these prices? I heard something today that there's a possibility that eggs are going to go to a dollar a piece, maybe by the end of the year. So what are we going to do? We got $10 a gallon, Red China Joe, and $10 a pound hamburger, and $12 a dozen eggs. Just going to be fine. Oh, yeah, we got to go right along with old Klaus Schwab. Old little Red China Joe got paid, don't you know? But he also just stepping and fetching right in line with all these Luciferian scum. And he's going to go to Rehoboth Beach. That's where Governor Abbott ought to send the illegal aliens. Instead of the Capitol building, he ought to send them to Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Drop them off right in front of the Red China Joe house. And say to present this ticket to them, and they'll give you food and money and shoes and all of that. Ridiculous! So this is not going to be solved by November. Are we even going to have an election? Oh, how do you know?
How do you not know, Huck?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I can tell you what, if this thing keeps going badly for those Democrats and those people in the Republican Party as well who now want to take your guns, like Lindsey and Musmev,
we've got to show something that we're in favor of the children and all that.
What you should be screaming from the raft rooftops every day on every TV thing and having a press conference every 5 minutes, you should be saying, if you want $12 a gallon gasoline, $12 a dozen eggs, $12 a pound hamburger, if you want your babies to have any kind of formula, or don't want them to have formula, you want your babies to have lowered IQs and stuff, and have low body weight, and cry and scream, because they can't get what they need. These are the people, the Democrats, and the people they're working for, the Luciferians in the top slots of the banking, and all of the things up and down the line. You should be shouting that out on the stump. That the Democrats are trying to destroy the United States and drive you out of your home, drive you into poverty, into famine, into pestilence, and into wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places by utilizing the 72 different atmospheric heaters or Tesla howitzers or scalar heaters or generators around the planet that are controlled by the U.S. government. And of course, then you got the Raven Star Aerospace, South Dakota. Well, they took over, you see, those old loony balloons that the Chinese have nothing to do with anymore. These are the 30-foot platforms, the weather balloons, ionic engines. They got every kind of antenna. They can pick up every kind of communication. They can also broadcast frequencies. They don't have to have the huge power. They got solar power. They got that. But they don't have to have the huge power. They can use the harmonics. They can use the frequencies that you start with a frequency and you just keep pulsing it, and that grows and builds. And then all of a sudden you got weather weapons, weather warfare. You got earthquakes. You got volcanoes starting to pop. And then at the same time, they can position themselves in South Dakota, North Dakota, which they were a few days ago, right around the missile bases. And then all of that, does that get sent to the Red Chinese? You better believe it does. Allegedly gets sent directly to the Red Chinese to see if we're getting ready to launch, or to the Russians, or both. So this WEF wants to do a world tyranny. And they say that if you're a conspiracy nut who says that they say they want to reduce the population or put you, hack your brain, well, then you're the liar. No, we heard that on your videos. We've seen it on your actual footage from your councils. We've heard it and read it in your transcripts. We heard your Pfizer guy say that group of five people met in California in 2019 to destroy the population, remove it by next year. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy. Strike blows against the enemy. Enemy of true Americans of the Constitution. Grand Dingo Rangers, I know your pity. On the optic, because you're going to need road and track, little L. Let's see your push-ups, pull-ups, and your ninja wave, but let's see you also make sure reading your science, doing your math, ask your dad about geometry in a basement. You're old enough, not supposed to come to comfort high school.